X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after former President Trump's classified documents trial was delayed indefinitely, there's a likely delay in his Georgia election interference case. It's after a court of appeals in the state is going to review the order that allowed prosecutor Fannie Willis to remain on the case after conflict of interest allegations. Arkansas and the Ohio Valley today at risk of severe weather, the third day in a row that millions of people are dealing with severe storms. ABC's Alex Preche is outside of a FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan, that was destroyed by a reported tornado last night.
And it looks like it was peeled off like a tin can. Some 50 employees trapped inside when this storm rolled through yesterday. Thankfully, FedEx saying today that none of them had serious injuries. But
Washington, D.C. police arrested 33 people as they cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint in Racine County. But Biden has work to do with Democrats on his support for the Israeli war in Gaza.
Remember looking back to the primaries in Wisconsin and Michigan, we saw those protest votes over this issue when it comes to President Biden. That is a huge warning sign for the president in these critical battleground states where a few thousand votes, as we saw last election, could really decide it all.
Reporter Rachel Scott in Washington. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Mount Horeb School District used money from the Wisconsin Office of School Safety to prepare for emergencies. The fund provided training for staff in case of a school shooting and allowed for digital blueprints of the school to be made so police could quickly see a clear layout of the buildings from the outside. The school district is being praised for its response after a student fired a pellet gun outside the middle school last Wednesday. People who want to get rid of their guns will have a chance next month. Covenant Lutheran Church in Stoughton is hosting what it calls a Safe Surrender of Firearms event the morning of June 8th. It's designed to be a safe, secure opportunity for people to hand over unwanted guns. Usable metal pieces will be saved and recycled into things like garden tools or other things. Ammunition will not be collected at this event. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Willie Adames comes through for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose their fourth game in a row. Top of the ninth in KC. The Royals leading 5-3. Jeff Levering with the call. Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Fly ball. Left field. It is back. It is gone! A three-run go-ahead home run for Willie Adames. And the Brewers have a one-run lead. This team is fired up.
The Brewers winning 6-5. Adames called the shot, telling Royals fans that had been teasing him all night. It was coming.
They were talking the whole game. You know, they were friendly. And they were like, we want you, we want you. And I told them, yeah, you sure about that? If he gets a wall here, you know, I think that was the key for us, you know, to get a chance to score some runs and, you know, obviously come on top in this game.
In college news, the search is on for a new athletic director at Marquette. At age 67, Bill Scholl is stepping down after rebuilding the program the past 10 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our high today 74 with wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thundershowers 48. Tomorrow clouds and showers in the morning. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Rocky Laporte, who joins the show to talk about his big show in Wisconsin, and Jimmy Cuska joins me to talk sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
If you were writing the book today, would you include the dog story?
You know, this is a wonderful book. Did you read the book?
Not yet.
Oh, you should. The first chapter.
The question stands.
The whole first chapter.
If you were writing it today,
yes,
would you include the dog story?
I'm proud of this book. If you read the first chapter, it's all about when this writing started. When you go turn on the news today and all you see that's happening on these college campuses and what's going on with supporting Hamas and the pro-terrorist organizations, the first chapter in this book covers the riots that happened at the RNC at the White House.
What?
Not what he asked.
First of all, we're not buying your stupid book. And secondly, you're like a puppy terrorist. So shut up. Oh, my God. This just, she is having a rough time even on right wing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is on Fox and Newsmax, right?
I know that a lot of people are using attacks and trying to take me down because they're scared of me.
Oh,
listen, I've run 12
support.
Campaigns, and all I've done is one.
I've not
I win everything that I do.
Support
and
you on shooting the dog.
I'm honest. Well, I've heard
a
lot of people.
Nobody.
I've heard a lot of people that say, listen, this was 20 years ago. 50
we're consumed
states,
with emails.
We put this on the show.
No, you're going to be on. Or we've been consumed with emails saying, I won't vote for this person. I won't vote for Trump if he puts her in the vice presidential spot.
Wow. This is on Fox and Newsmax.
You still think that you are in line to be Trump's vice president?
No, it's up to Donald Trump. He's the only person who will decide this.
He's the only person who will decide.
And I spoke, yes, I do speak to him.
May I ask what he said to you about being vice president?
No, I never tell anybody my personal conversations
with
President Trump.
Did the dog story
President
come up
Trump.
In your conversation with
I talk
Trump?
To President Trump all the time.
About the dog?
About a lot of things. And right now, I tell you what, he is being persecuted in a political hunt. Witch hunt in this court case. So,
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm sure he said, I love it. I love the dog story, but you should have lied about it. Yeah, okay.
I'm proud of him about how tough he is and how well he is doing.
Did you bring up the dog?
Yes, enough,
Stewart.
This interview is ridiculous, what you were doing right now.
I don't know.
You need to stop. It is.
Okay.
It is.
Let's
talk about some real topics that Americans care about.
I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, well, of course we are.
We do thank you for being with us.
Of course we are. Wow. Stuart Varney pushing back. Wow. I just love this on Amazon. They've removed reviews for the book, citing, quote, unusual reviewing activity.
Yeah.
People going, boo! Puppy killer! Dog killer!
I think she's realizing the damage that she's done because she backed out of an interview with Greg Gutfeld last night.
Yes.
And he started making fun of her.
Oh, God.
Because of that.
She is just horrible. I want
she's awful.
Pour hot coffee in her.
Pardon me. Ms. Miller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I still on?
That was out loud.
That was in my thought bubble.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's good coffee.
I take it back. Like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has the same cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Oh, the one instance where it would have been great for her to say, the dog ate my book.
There you go. You know, Jeff Dietrich said Donald Trump declares he will never surrender, and then he surrenders to the authorities. Christine Ohm writes a book called No Going Back and then goes back to correct all the lies in it. I'm beginning to sense a pattern here. They are. They're just, they are the party of cruelty, of lying. I don't know what else to say.
I shot my dog because he was going to bite Kim Jong-un on our lunch date because he was eating a dog. And so I had to shoot the dog to save another dead dog from being eaten. I'm Christy Noem, and a lot of people, that's what Trump says. I have to say a lot of people. Yes, I remember to say that, a lot of people.
Apple.
Who's married to that? Why? What are you doing?
Corey Lewandowski.
You have so many choices. Too many people. Why are you with her? She killed a dog. She's a dog killer.
Other pretty girls that haven't shot puppies in the
face. She's a walking freaking Curb Your Enthusiasm. You killed a dog. You're a dog killer. She's a dog killer.
Could you take your organ out for me, Chris?
Right away.
You talk about this all the time, Carlos, but Captain Speed tweets, someone for the love of God, please ask all the evangelical leaders how they feel about their great man after hearing that he raw-dogged a porn star while thinking about his daughter while his wife was at home with their newborn and paid hush money to stop the story from coming out. I would love to hear those answers. I mean, I just, oh my God.
They're not going to let him testify.
No way.
God, it would be so great, though.
Yeah. No, it would be, because he is, like, almost incapable of not lying.
I never said she reminded me of my daughter because I was groaning too much, and Stormy could testify that I was groaning. Wait a minute. Oh, crap.
I'm so enjoying the narcissistic injury. Brooklyn Dad, our friend, said, don't get me wrong, seeing Trump do actual jail time would put a smile on my face for a long time, but making him pick up trash might be better. He loses his if someone doesn't call him President Trump and has people do everything for him. This would destroy his fragile ego. I mean, Carlos, I don't know what you do, although we did find that spanking is the one thing that makes him behave better, so that might be, we should put that on the list of options.
I've been a bad boy. Take out that magazine. Make it a Mad magazine. Oh, that Alfred E. Newman. He reminds me of my daughter. Oh, boy. Go mad with the Mad.
My God. I know we just think this timeline can't get any weirder and stupider, but it just, you know, you said that a long time ago and we put it on a T-shirt. How did the world get so stupid? But it just, it really is. Watching this trial, it's just, I don't know to what degree, I keep calling it the ick factor, is going to play.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah. No, along with what's happening now, along with what I mentioned last week about his handling of the pandemic, how stupid he is. Imagine the clown that the Republicans have as their nominee. You have to just take a step back and go, this guy is horrible. You couldn't do better, GOP.
Yeah.
You couldn't come up with somebody that had policy like Mitt Romney or John Huntsman, who I kind of respect. You know, that would make it a close race. At least they're knowledgeable in foreign policy, knowledgeable about how to handle a pandemic. They don't lie. They don't cheat. They don't obfuscate. They don't start elections. They don't refuse a peaceful transfer of power. This is the guy you picked?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I wonder this whole, like, you know, macho image they try to have of Trump, just all this testimony.
No.
And his satin pajamas, and he lasted a minute, and just, like, you know, he doesn't sleep in the same bedroom with his wife. I mean, it just, at some point, is the emperor going to have no clothes, or at least silk clothes for these?
My goal is to sleep farther apart than Lucy and Ricky. They're too close.
Yeah, Ronald tweeted, it's obvious to everyone who isn't a cultist that Trump's relationship with Melania is strictly business. It's a marriage in name only. Why hasn't she accompanied him on a single trip in years? They even took separate cars to her mother's funeral. It's a sham, like all things Trump. That's exactly.
Yeah, it's all part of an image, you know?
Yeah.
He just picked a nude model that just said, she'd look great. She's hot. I could sleep with her for a couple of weeks and then still have my side dishes, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And no, she deserves everything that's coming to her. What a gold digger.
I'm Bond.
Money, Bond. Money. He's a basilisk. Harry Potter, you understand me.
My name is Bond. Can't post a Bond. Okay. Rude Pundit said, to your point, Carlos, sometimes it's still hard to get my head around the idea. A guy who tried to hide the hush money he paid to a porn star he... right after his wife gave birth, is the leading candidate for president in one of two major parties. He should be run out of town on a rail, but instead we talk seriously about his second, what his second term would be like. This is an insane and idiotic time. I swear, that's what, if I have any reason for existence, it's that all of these sane voices like you and Rupon and all the sexy liberals are here for, this is what we need, is to go, like, we're not taking crazy pills. This is an insane amount of stuff to have to process every day.
Correct. We are not deranged. We are commenting on the people that are deranged. And it's so ironic that the Republicans probably have a president who's most willing to negotiate with them, as off the rails as they are. Biden's there. He's waiting for, and so is Obama. I want your suggestions. How do I make the border better? How do I make health care better? Yeah. What are your policies? We're waiting to work together. And you just want power to help billionaires.
Yeah. Well, right. And also, I don't know how else to, I lost my thought. Just one quick point from our legal lad, Tristan Snell. Trump claims his payments to Michael Cohen was for legal fees, but Cohen was in-house. He was the general counsel of the Trump administration. He had a salary. You don't pay fees to your salaried in-house counsel.
Right.
One more reason Trump's excuse is garbage. I mean, his defense is going to be, I mean, just a show. He's telling his, I mean, his defense is that he doesn't know these women and he's never met either of them. Doesn't know who they are.
Right? Nice pictures, dude.
Right. Oh, and by the way, speaking of bull, he just scheduled a fundraiser the day of Barron's graduation.
Right. Yes.
So that's going to turn out.
What did I tweet? That he was probably going to fall asleep at Barron's graduation anyways, and he's not even going.
Right. Right.
He's a sociopathic android. There's no empathy. There's no feeling. And I cannot believe you're hitching your wagons to a lunatic. This Tony, what, Scott was on, he's going to be the 47th president. Will you accept the election? Well, he's going to be the 47th. Yes, master. Come on.
Ay, ay, ay. Yeah.
Grow a spine, Republicans. What happened to you?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Allison Gill, Jody, to your point, just on how women also are perceiving all of this, I think it's important we don't miss what Stormy is testifying to. He invited her to dinner. There was no dinner. She wanted to leave. He stood between her and the door. He told her that her career and future depended on her having sex with him. He didn't use a condom. That is not consensual sex.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, just because there wasn't physical force or she didn't feel, right?
Ugh.
I mean, the whole thing is so, ugh.
That's like an old sausage at an Indian market, just left out with all the flies. Can you cover that thing up? Don't worry, it'll heal.
Okay. You tweeted, Brittany Griner, I just saw her interview with Joy Reid. You said Brittany Griner recounts thoughts of suicide and how she was forced to ask Vladimir Putin for forgiveness, but that's not important enough for Jimmy Dore or Jim Greenwald, Glenn Greenwald, excuse me, wouldn't want to ruin the grift.
Correct.
You know, yeah, it is, there is sort of, I feel like no consistency about...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead. It was your tweet.
No, you're right. You want to tell me how terrible the Democrats are and how corrupt the Biden party, whatever. Fine. Go ahead and write your articles. But do the other side. That's all I've ever asked. Just write the other side. Putin is a POS.
Right.
And you know it. So write it. So that way we can gain perspective and say, listen, Biden isn't perfect. The United States isn't perfect. We've done our things in the past. 1953, blowback. I get it. But we are at the brink now where we have to stop a certain person. So your duty as a journalist is to write the truth, the whole truth. Don't just, you know, select a few agendas that you want to write. That's not being a journalist. That's having an agenda so you can continue to have success.
Yeah, yeah.
Putin is horrible. Netanyahu is horrible.
Yeah. And by the way, so we just, this was the breaking news this morning, is that Bobby Kennedy Jr. admits he has a dead worm in his brain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he claims.
Also, hepatitis C.
He should have taken ivermectin.
Jody, for the win.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
And the family celebrates because they just won $10,000. Ivermectin. Ding. Jody.
I don't know seriously what he is doing at this point, but he spoke at a fundraiser for a far-right anti-government group in Erie County, New York. That's up where I'm from. A slice of the country that has a large proportion of residents arrested and charged in the January 6th insurrection. He is increasingly embracing the far right. That group, Constitutional Coalition of New York State, has founders who not only have ties to Trump, are also connected to Stop the Steal movements, which include groups that were at the Capitol on January 6th. I have no clue here, but obviously there's some polling showing he hurts Trump more than Biden, right? This is one analyst said, the MAGA dalliance with Kennedy could be coming back to bite the Trump campaign. Some Republicans close to the former president worry they can only blame themselves because they cozied up to him and thought it was funny. Uh-huh. Well, I don't care if you're on the right or left, you think it'd be funny to vote for dead brainworm guy, but it's not
no.
funny.
No, yeah. Shirt off at the gym guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't want Christy Hines to be the first lady? No, she can't be the first lady!
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, hiking day. Thanks for asking.
Morning Kick.
Okay. I'm just saying. Eddie's my go-to every morning. 10 supplements in one in there. Strawberry lemonade flavor, so I love the flavor. And for when it comes to health, it's been a game changer for me.
It has.
My performance on my bicycle, hiking, you name it. Not your average drink. Powerful new formula, ashwagandha. I'm going to say that is the superfood. There are superfoods for muscles and joints in there. Probiotics, prebiotics help you shed pounds. Healthy digestion, anti-aging supplements are in there. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Right? That's like a magician thing. Like scarves and doves would come out of there if I opened the top.
Yes.
Okay. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get it! Give it the supplement Mama takes every single day. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
She puts the broad back in broadcasting. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel,
and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
The National Day of Prayer today. Prayer is an integral part of daily life. It also provides comfort in times of crisis or need.
A prayer that things go well, a prayer that Trump doesn't show up.
I pray this radio show gets better as we go along. Because wow. So far,
you're putting that kind of burden on God?
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Wow, this is how we do it. Alice tweets, I'm going to the L.A. Sexy Liberal Show. I can't wait to see you all. I got my $25 ticket today. I'll throw a few bucks on stage since I got such a few extra bucks to slip in my G-string.
Yes.
Because today, just today, it started, what, like an hour ago?
Right, for the next week.
Right. Tickets to all Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour shows can be had for just $25. This is a Live Nation. They do this every year for a week. They put all of their shows and concerts and everything on sale. LiveNation.com/concertweek to snag your $25 tickets.
That's right.
You still get your VIP and merch and hotel links and all that at SexyLiberal.com. But very exciting to partner with Live Nation. I'm like a, you know, Pinocchio was a real boy. I'm like a real girl with a real tour now. Thank you, Live Nation and NS2. We are coming to Madison this weekend, then Albuquerque next weekend, and on to Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Kansas City, L.A., and then D.C. for Joe Biden's second inauguration.
Chicago is the only one that doesn't have the $25 tickets.
Yes, that was not a part of the tour. We put that on sale a long time ago.
Right.
But yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, this is something exciting they do every year for with all of their shows. So any other fantastic Live Nation events as well. Everything is $25.
Yeah.
Carlos El Zarraqui is here. By the way, Dino Badalo made a great point. We've had Ali Velshi and Malcolm Nance on today. He said the fact that the GOP defends both Trump and Netanyahu against their obvious crimes tell you how morally bankrupt today's GOP is as a party.
Yes, and please let the Palestinian protesters know that if they don't vote for Biden, you'll get something worse.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't make reality. We don't make reality. But reality is reality. Would we like a perfect world where everybody has human rights and everybody gets everything? Obviously, we would. That's not happening this election year until we get to November. What's happening is you need to stop what's worse from coming. The best statistical chance to do that is Biden. If you don't vote for him, it goes to Satan. As I tweeted.
Exactly. And by the way, we were talking about Bobby Kennedy Jr. Just, Carlos, two headlines. This should tell you everything you need to know. RFK Jr. potluck derailed as staff fears electromagnetic radiation from microwaves. Mm-hmm. During the campaign's virtual Christmas party over Zoom, Kennedy said he was high. Someone interrupted to clarify he meant that he just left the dentist and was something. But okay.
That brain worm's been smoking up there.
People are taking
him
seriously.
Bobby. He's got a dead worm.
Wow, bro.
Got a dead worm in his head.
That's Bobby's brain worm.
Trump torches Fox News for hosting Bobby Kennedy, the dumbest member of the Kennedy clan. No. He's obviously seeing the polling showing that, you know, he may hurt Trump more. He said, he's much better than Biden. If I were a Democrat, I'd vote for RFK Jr. every single time over Biden. He's more in lines, frankly, with Democrats. He's a much better man than Joe Biden. I can tell you. Oh, good. He's Bobby's campaign manager now, which just tells you everything you need to know.
Yep. Yes.
All right.
Until Trump makes fun of his voice, then you'll know he's serious.
There you go. Coffee with Carlos, Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison police are sharing more than 40 surveillance video images in hopes of finding the people who flipped over a car at last week's Mifflin Street block party. No one was injured and no one's been arrested as of last night. Police are asking for tips. In all, more than 80 people were arrested and 14 people suffered medical emergencies, most of them brought on by alcohol. A deck packed with partygoers collapsed, but no one was hurt. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. A three-judge appeals court panel struck down a lower court injunction, ruling the lower court did not find the conservationists were likely to win. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. TikTok is suing the U.S. government after a new law passed that is trying to force the sale of the app. The lawsuit is spearheaded by ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok. The law, passed by Congress and signed by President Biden, gives the company 9 months to sell the social media platform to avoid a ban. This must be a blow to influencers and a relief to those of us who know nothing about TikTok. Here's a Schwab emendation that might help if you're looking for good, clean family fun. Check out Unfrosted. The film was released last weekend on Netflix. It's written, directed, and stars Jerry Seinfeld, as well as a host of other famous comedians, including Rachel Harris, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Thomas Lennon, and Hugh Grant. It doesn't break any new comedic ground, but it has lots of fun taking shots at history and cereal. Enjoy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bright and beautiful today under mostly sunny skies as high temperatures climb to the mid-70s. Clouds thicken and winds become breezy tonight as showers and thunderstorms push in. Lingering through tomorrow morning, we stay stuck under cloudy skies with cooler temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome back to the program our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss what's going on and take your phone calls.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Okay. Yes, speaking of cases being dropped, Lindy Lee, our buddy, our pal,
yep,
tweets, Aileen Cannon has indefinitely postponed Trump's trial with no new date in sight. Supreme Court has delayed Trump's other trial with no start date in sight. Five justices are seriously weighing giving Trump full-on immunity. Our judiciary has been hijacked by backstabbing traitors. I have to say, given the seriousness in particular, Carlos, of the classified documents case and the fact that many of our CIA agents went missing, were tortured, killed, except we do not know the full extent of this story. And if she has anything to do with it, she'll make sure we never do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why he appointed her. I think he saw that coming and knew the case was going to come up in Florida because obviously that's where he resides to sleep with women in Shag-a-Largo. But yeah, absolutely. She was appointed, and again, nobody's shocked that she was going to do this. This was going to happen all along. And Mike Johnson is 100% incorrect. This is why we have to remember. This is why McConnell said we're going to let the courts decide it, because politically he knew that if the Democrats did use the courts, that they would try to make that their rallying call. That's exactly why we'll bail, and when we bail, we'll say we'll leave it to the courts, that the Democrats will have to prosecute this guy.
Yeah, and by the way, she pointed to the complexity and unusual nature of the case, even though many legal experts have said the case is relatively straightforward. Mm-hmm. It's
open
a documents case, right? Yeah.
Take a look at these documents, ladies. Nobody's supposed to see this. Just like nobody's supposed to see these drawers. Look at these drawers.
Anita in San Antonio, you're on with Carlos.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning.
Y'all seen that video that came out of Ole Miss of that pro-Palestinian, that black woman that was protesting, and there was like these 50 white frat boys attacking her and making gorilla noises and chimpanzee.
Right.
And then they were screaming, "We want Trump. We want Trump." These are the kind of people that we would empower with Donald Trump.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, so anybody
I'm wearing my Love Conquers Hate t-shirt, because whoever you hate, gays, Jews, Muslims, Trump and the GOP is the party for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mike Collins, that Republican, I think he's from Georgia, put that out there, and he said, taking care of Ole Miss, taking care of business, and he put that video out there.
Oh, gross. I would love for those guys to go into the locker room at halftime. Who do you think, 90% of the Ole Miss football team are blacks?
Yep. Yeah. Can I ask you a question as a middle-aged straight guy? I watched the Tom Brady roast on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it. A lot of it was funny and politically incorrect and all that, but what's with the homophobia? Oh, my God. There were so many gay jokes. There were so many jokes about Tom Brady being gay, who obviously isn't, you know. But just, I don't.
It's so 1970s high school locker room for me. It's like, I hate this alpha male posturing stuff. Like, people are so afraid that the world is changing, that we don't need this grunt force anymore in the general population. Sure, you're always going to need soldiers. You're always going to need somebody who can fight. But that's not every man. We don't have to, oh, you're gay. Oh, come on. I'm not 15.
Well, that was
I'm not
the
in
joke.
High school anymore.
That was the joke. Like, I get, you know, politically incorrect humor and all that, but the point is supposed to be, oh, that would be really awful if Tom Brady were gay. Oh, that's an insult, right?
Right. Right. Who cares? I don't care.
Yeah. And also it didn't make any sense because then it was like, you know.
He was married to a Victoria's Secret model.
Right. Then all the other jokes were about Giselle and his first girlfriend or whatever. Like, I'm going. It doesn't even make any sense. You're just like, you know, but just the fact that that's still considered an insult in 2024.
Hey, it's one of those Peter Pan sexuals, Dave.
Although being married to a Victoria's Secret model can be seen as overcompensating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Don't they have kids too, though?
I believe they have kids.
Sure.
Someone said he put the in Giselle.
Oh.
Oh, get out of there.
Yeah, she wasn't too happy with a lot of
No, I'm sure she wasn't. Not.
Yeah.
Bernice in Santa Fe wants to say hello to Carlos in Spanish. Hi, Bernice.
Hola, Carlos. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿cómo estás? Bien. Buen día.
Muy bien. Yo quería decirte que me da tanto placer cuando hablas español, because I relate to you so much in your efforts to learn Spanish and speak Spanish, because I know I'm going on here, but you and I are products of Spanish-speaking parents who thought that to teach us English was the right thing, right?
Yeah, ¿de dónde eran sus padres? ¿De dónde son?
Bueno, mis padres eran de aquí, de Anton Chico en Nuevo México.
So, I don't speak Spanish very well, but I can tell you're a spicy little tamale, Bernice.
Parents were from here in New Mexico, and but it's true. And what we're doing an exercise is we're speaking another white language from Europe. Mm-hmm. The people that the reason that people have a problem with it is because it's mostly associated with Central Americans and dark-skinned people, and saying you speak another language. It's like they're not going to get on an Italian. Nope. They're not going to get on somebody that speaks French. And those two languages are for the same area of the world where Spanish is from.
Exactly.
So entonces tenemos que aprender lenguas para comunicar con gente diferente. We've got to learn different languages so we can communicate
Bernice,
with other people.
I only have one question. ¿Dónde está your tickets to Sexy Liberal Albuquerque?
Está mi cuarto.
Estoy comprándolos ahora. I'm going to be there.
Yay! Yeah, she's looking for it. She's got them right now.
Andale. Okay.
Oh, I was named the official Spanish interpreter about 17 or 18 years ago, by the way.
Interpretator.
Interpretator.
Love you, Bernice.
Or maybe it was... maybe it was something else. It was pronunciator, maybe.
Okay.
You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yeah. All right. See you in Albuquerque.
Vamos, New Mexico. Vamos, Sexy Liberal.
Sí.
Tenemos, tienes que comprar tickets.
Vámonos,
boletos
vámonos.
Para el Sexy Liberal Tour.
And don't make that wrong turn at Albuquerque.
No, do not. Do not. Hello, Seth in L.A. You're on with Carlos.
Hello, Carlos. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like first to congratulate the GOP for reaching cartoon levels of villainy. There is a reason Cruella lost money at the box office. No one wants the backstory of a dog killer.
Right.
Isn't any that, more than they want her book.
Seth, isn't that true? But, like, that's like a joke about, like, shooting puppies is something really awful. We didn't think
Mr.
That.
Burns made shoes out of dogs.
He did.
I mean,
he did. Right.
Hello, Smithers. Give me that Dalmatian.
The thing is, though, it's her defensiveness that I find so repulsive.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because I've read Old Yeller. I've read Cujo. I know the time comes sometimes to put a dog down. And I don't know what life is like on the farm. I've never stuck my arm up a cow to pull a calf out. And, you know, maybe
Norman!
The gun is what they do. But it's... it's her defensiveness in saying the rest of the world needs to shut up and listen to why she shoots dogs.
And her line about Commander Meat Cricket, that's just C-wordy. There's no other word for that.
That's
to
Cruella,
joke about
that's something
killing.
Cruella would say when she points the gun at Commander.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the doubling and tripling down and lying. It's just it's become, as I keep saying, Carlos, a feature, not a bug of the Republican Party.
Yeah, deny, defend. Be obnoxious.
Yeah. By the way, everyone stop stealing my joke.
If you're on a farm and your animals are in danger, you have to deal with that dog. But there are options. That's all we're saying. There's options.
Thank you. Stop stealing my joke. I did the joke first about she masturbates to Old Yeller, and then someone's posting, you know, what's her name? Meg Ryan having an orgasm and saying reading Old Yeller. I did that joke first. Okay. Donald Trump tweeted, I spotted ratings challenge Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC in the courthouse today. I haven't seen him in years. He looks like a real loser.
No. Oh,
again, GOP, this is your guy. This is your adult that you want to put in charge of one of the most powerful nations in the world. This is your guy?
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. By the way, we God is my witness, Chris. We are getting Lawrence O'Donnell on Sexy Liberal panel somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I think we almost tricked him into it on the air last time.
I think you did.
We tricked Joy Reid, I'm pretty sure. But okay. So Joyce Vance, on that we were talking, Carlos, about the classified documents case, the indefinite postponement. She said, this is news, but it's hardly unexpected. Judge Cannon seems desperate to avoid trying this case. This isn't justice. Defendants aren't the only ones with Speedy Trial Act rights. We the people have them too.
Yep.
Particularly for before an election.
Yep.
I mean, to me, that just, you know, goes to show that she knows how guilty he is and how slam dunk this case is. Because once it goes forward, right?
Yep.
It's always the case. If you're innocent, you want to testify. If you're innocent, you want to get this trial going so you can prove yourself innocent as quickly as possible. I want you to be like Harrison Ford in the Fugitive. I didn't show those documents. I want people to be insistent on their innocence and want a speedy trial and want it to get going. So I want them to want to leap onto the stand and prove their innocence. And you know he's not.
Yeah, yeah. Trump tried quoting an NBC legal analyst on social media. In all caps, he tweeted, NBC Today Show, the challenge is there is no smocking gun.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently is a thing that you put embroidery on a cloth.
Yeah, yeah. Smocking.
It gathers the fabric to make it, you know, stretchy.
Yeah.
Okay. I this seems like a pretty, and also that's kind of a joke because I guess his little mushroom penis would be a smoking gun. But anyway, this, again, even that case seems to me like it's been pretty slam dunk. Have you been paying attention to the Ick trial?
Yeah, Stormy's testimony apparently is, you know, it was a cross-examined, but still didn't not hurt the prosecution at all.
Yeah. Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, whining as usual.
Then you layer that with a judge who has clear ambitions and political motivations. He's threatening to throw a former president, and as he acknowledged most importantly today in the courtroom while I was there, this is probably going to be the future president. And for somebody who's left wing to say that was shocking.
He didn't say he's probably going to be
the future president. No, he did not say that.
He said it's the last thing I want to do is put you in jail as the former president and possibly just acknowledging he's a candidate.
Right.
Oh, my God. She just can't. She's a liar. They can't stop themselves from lying if she was on Hannity.
And he recognized it and then threatened to put him in jail for speaking.
Oh,
he didn't even speak, frankly, Sean. He reposted things that other people said.
So clever.
And that in itself, he called contempt. We are looking at a serious dual system of justice. We are in a state of crisis when it comes to our judicial system. This is election interference so that he cannot campaign because Biden cannot win if he doesn't hold him in court.
It's all projection.
Uh-huh.
This case is about election interference. He interfered.
Exactly.
It's like holding him to account is an election interference.
Trying to kill stories that would have made it harder for him to be elected. He was... Yeah, election interference. That's what it's not about, the hush money that he paid a porn star. It's about trying to affect an election.
Yeah, exactly. One last one. Yeah.
Trump legal spokesperson Alina Haba. She was in the courtroom today. Sounds like the judge is serious, Alina, and it sounds like the double standard has gotten worse.
It has. It has, Sean. There's no other way of saying it. We've seen it time and time again, as you're seeing with the comments that you made. We've got witnesses that are allowed to talk and go on MSNBC or MSDNC, as my client likes to call it, CNN, and talk about my client, talk about this case. But for some reason, he can't talk. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Trial.
We should do some quick research. How many people that have violated a gag order once, let alone at least 10 times, have remained unjailed? Probably nobody in the history
and
of
that
our judiciary.
It is a different system of tiered judgment for Trump. Mm-hmm. He gets to do anything he wants.
Yeah exactly.
God, again, there's relatives, there's family, there's children that are watching these horrible dregs of society. Dick Tracy, gross, prosthetic Batman villains just come out of the woodwork. Is this you? Have you ever seen a movie about bad guys? You're a bad guy. Why do you want to be a bad guy?
They do look like, starting with him, they do look like Dick Tracy. Cartoon villains. You got puppy killers and rapists.
Bring me McDonald's. I want them dead. I want them all dead.
Two-Face.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments. Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
In a perfect world, there would be no right-wing talk radio. Until then, there's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text fitness to 511-511. Text fitness to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
It's a message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Stephanie Miller.
Hal Sparks tweeted the story. RFK Jr. says doctors found a dead worm in his brain, and Hal said, clearly it starved to death.
Hal Sparks is funny.
25 bucks for sexy liberal tickets, Live Nation, on sale.
Yes.
Right now, for a week, they do this every year. It is livenation.com/concertweek. $25 tickets to everything they promote, including sexy liberal tour.
Yep.
Carlos, we live in the weirdest timeline. This is the part of the story. The presidential candidate has faced previously undisclosed health issues, including a parasite that he says ate part of his brain.
Explains a lot.
Zombies have entered the
news
cycle.
It explains a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Ate the part of his brain where he could deduce logic.
Yes, exactly. All right. Still, is Carlos Alzraki, I quote all the time, saying, how are you going to stop rich ladies from getting abortions? Senator Mark Kelly talking about Arizona.
Women in Arizona have been through a really tough time, and it all goes back to Donald Trump's election and what he said he wants to do to Roe v. Wade. He recently said he broke it. This is all on him, that women in the state of Arizona don't have the rights that they previously had. Mm-hmm. Women cannot get the health care they need in this state right now.
Yeah, yeah. He went on to say.
We have an opportunity in November to sort of fix this at the state level with a ballot initiative. What we really need is national legislation to codify a women's rights to make these decisions. And that's only going to happen and get signed into law if Joe Biden is reelected president.
And would you support getting rid of the filibuster in order to support abortion rights to codify Roe v. Wade into law?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, yes. And I, you know, when we were looking at voting rights legislation, I voted for that as well. I spent 15 years at NASA flying the space shuttle. If NASA had the rules of the United States Senate, the rocket ship would never leave the launch pad. So at times, at the appropriate time, I think this is one of them, I would consider, you know, changing those rules to make sure that women can get the health care they need.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about something that just happened here in Arizona. The attorney general just indicted 18 people for their role in a fake elector scheme. And this week, former President Trump yet again said he would not commit to the results, accepting the results of the 2024 election. How concerned are you that there will be another attempt to overturn the results here in Arizona if Donald Trump doesn't win this state?
Oh, very concerned. We have Kerry Lake on the ballot in the Senate race, who is also talking about how, you know, the 2020 election was stolen here from Donald Trump. Clearly wasn't.
You know, as Hakeem Jeffries just said, Carlos, everything's on the ballot. If Roe can fall, everything can fall. Not just women's rights, voting rights.
Marriage equality.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and so while you're focused on Biden's imperfections, lest you forget what evil awaits if you don't vote for the best statistical chance to stop said evil that we just spoke about. Yeah. Is that what you want?
Yeah. That, and by the way, that is a big effing deal, as someone would say, that he is saying, yes, I will support changing the filibuster. We got to alpha liberal our asses off when we take the House and Senate back to the White House.
That's always been the argument. Oh, the Democrats had a chance to codify Roe v. Wade. I don't think they ever did. They didn't have the majority.
Yeah. By the way, so we played Mike Johnson saying Trump is innocent of everything and all of this stuff should be dismissed. I swear I realized what that was about. Trump has reportedly personally intervened to get Marjorie Taylor Greene to drop her crusade against Mike Johnson. That's what that was about. About him saying what Donald Trump wants him to say. Despite pressure from Trump, however, Green is not committed to drop her motion. No, don't. Fight, 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 big bag of rats. You're all equally awful. Continue your little crusade.
Yeah.
I mean,
somewhere Jesus and these evangelical Christians and Johnson and Trump, Jesus is like in Aramaic. Why?
Paul in Seattle, real quick. You're on with Carlos. Hey, Paul.
When your phone receives a text message, it does a ding sound. Mm-hmm. When Mike Johnson's phone receives a porn alert from his son, it does a triple diphthong.
You're just a scamp. You're just a listener scamp. Paul Louise, Seattle. Carlos, Chris got to watch the documentary again called...
I Know That Voice. Yeah,
I Know That Voice.
Documentary. You can check that out. Check out Rock, Paper, Scissors on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
And come visit me. I'm going to go to some cons this year. It's on my Instagram. Find out where I'll be this year.
Sweet.
Wow. Some cons as in like Comic Con. Not in like
Neo Republicans.
Yeah.
I'm going to con you out of money. I'm selling Bibles. They're beautiful Bibles. They're round Bibles. A lot of Bibles are square and rectangular. I'm selling a round Bible. It's beautiful. It's a lazy Susan. And you can learn all about God while you're picking up the mustard and the condiments. You
remember,
say, boy, isn't that a great gift?
Democracy is mortal. It can die.
Yes.
Rachel
yes.
Maddow. Thank you. We love you, Carlos Alzraqui.
Love you back.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk with Associate Editor of the Capital Times, John Nichols. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.